Welcome to the morning devotion for July 16, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. I'm talking with you today about the topic, who will show them? On more than one occasion, I've got lost while driving through unfamiliar cities. It rarely happens now, thanks to computer printouts and cell phones, but it used to happen every few years when I take the family on vacation. At such times, I was so glad to find somebody willing to give me directions to our destination. You know the emotional relief when you know you're finally headed in the right direction. Even before you arrive, you feel a sense of peace because of the progress being made. And you hopefully have prayed that God would send a blessing into the life of the person who helped you. Some of you found Christ after wandering around like a lost puppy for years of your adulthood. Oh, you'd find a child bowl of satisfaction every now and then, for your flesh or for your mind. But a child bowl and home are totally different things. Then along came a person who decided to help you get home, to get back to the God who created you, and who longs for a loving master relationship with you. That person was a vessel of God, to not only serve as a connection to your spirit, but also to give you direction toward God. You eventually came to Jesus, learning of his life, receiving his love, and rejoicing in your salvation through his blood. Thank God for the person who pointed you in the right direction. I was reminded of this evangelistic reality while reading from the One Year Bible this morning. Romans 3:17 and 18 in the New Living Translation say this: they don't know where to find peace. They have no fear of God at all. You and I are surrounded by people who don't know where to find inner peace. A number of those people, rather than humbly admit their cluelessness, will attempt to deny that they even have a spiritual or eternal problem. When you think about it, you can understand such a twisted rationale. If I'm continually frustrated and angered by my appearance when I look in a mirror, then I guess I should just get rid of the mirror, shouldn't I? That will solve my problem, won't it? If I can't see it, then my problem doesn't exist, right? Well, that's what Satan wants the unrepentant sinner to believe regarding his or her soul. Even though Satan himself knows better and has the non-heaven address to prove it. Please pray for God to lead someone into your path who is looking for the road to inner peace but doesn't know how to find it. If God already has sent such a person into your life, then start showing them the way home. When they get on the right road, the Jesus road, they'll experience emotional relief and heading the right direction and spiritual joy in knowing of what awaits them. And that, my friends, will be a huge blessing to you. As always, I love you, Martin.